The Gemara at the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis says that Tana Miyachi Bishana Yekaisa L'Basul Masayim L'Amana Mane. In the beginning, they used to write a regular ksuba, just be mechav the ksuba, very maskina below Yenaisim Nashim. People weren't getting married because the women felt that they're not going, there won't be any money left for them to be goyver their ksuba. And it goes through a couple of different takanas that happen until the brisa comes out that Ad Shabba Shimon Meshatach B'Tikin Sheyekaisa V'Kol Nechasa Achayin L'Ksubasa. Shimon Meshatach is Masakin, then he has to write in the ksuba that all of my Nechasim are chayv from the ksuba, all the nechasim are meshubed, and therefore she no longer had to worry that she won't be able to collect her ksuba. The achanim are bothered with the kasha that why do you need the special takanim shimon shatach to misakin that all the nechasim are chayv for the ksuba, basically that all the nechasim are meshubed to the ksuba. That's a din by any chayv. Anytime you have a chayv, you have a milvah b'shtar, all the nechasim become meshubed. So why should ksuba be any different? Why does it require a special takanim of shimon shatach to be mechayv the nechasim, to be meshabed them? L'chayv, it's no different than any other chayv of mammon. And the Granat, Rav Naftali Trop, in his Chidushim earlier in Sem Memdal, says a Gavaldiki aside that you see from here, which is a big shah in the Achrayim. He wants to say the Ksuba is really different than every other Chayv. Every Chayv that you write, when you write the Shtar, that's when the Chiyav is Chal. You owe the money right away. Being that you owe the money right away, your Nechasim are going to become a Shubad. But he says the Ksuba is different. Ksuba, when you write the Ksuba, the Chiyav is not Chal, because you don't owe the money now. It's almost like a Chayv al Tanai. It's really the Chayv is only Chal when something happens later on, which is the Misa of the Gerishin. When the Misa and Gerishin take place, that's when the Chayv is Chal. So right now, B'shas Ksivas Ksuba, there really is no Chayv. You're just making it tonight that if Kach V'Kach happens, then the Chayv will be Chal then. But being that the Chayv is not Chal B'shas Maisa, it's not Chal B'shas Ksivas Ksuba, so min HaSavara, we would say that Nechasim are not Meshubid. No Shibud is Chal, because really there's no Chayv yet. It's not Chal till Lacha Misa and Gerishin. At that point, if there's no Nechasim, there's nothing left to be Meshubid. So for that reason, he needed a special takana shem and shatach that even though the chayv is not chal till later on, till the misa and gerushin afal pichein, they made a special takana that the shibud should be chal from shas ksiva, because otherwise the people won't want to get married. So that's a gemalik chiddush and how ksuba works, and it's not really a chayv that's chal b'shas ksiva; it's only chal later on b'shas misa and gerushin. What you do b'shas ksiva is you just be mechayv yourself to have a chayv later on at the time of misa and gerushin. This is a big shan lachanim, as I mentioned. We spoke about this earlier on daf megillah and beis. Rav Elchanan speaks about this and brings Raya Sikhan Lakan, so this is a big nidon in the Achanim, but from here would be Mavur, Lechaira, that the Chayv is not Chal, B'shas, Ksivas HaKsuba, but only later on, B'shas Misa or Gerishin.